This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Saturday, November 7th, 2020, and we are living in a pretty tumultuous time. Today's video brief podcast is titled Election 2020, The Trap is Set, Don't Fall for It. And we're going to be going over some of my statements I've made today related to the election on social media today. And I really hope that you guys will tune in, you'll plug in and watch what we're doing here, because there's some important context that I think you need to hear in relation to election 2020. I mean, let me just not delay any further. By now, you guys have heard that all the media is saying that Joe Biden has won the presidency. And as expected and as predicted by myself, Ryan Christian and Whitney Webb, people are predictably falling into whatever camp that the Predator class expects them to fall into. You know, we have Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, AP News. By now, literally every single quote-unquote credible mainstream outlet and elsewhere are claiming that Biden's the president. And I see lots of people talking about, talk of election fraud and voter fraud. And to be quite honest, there's not a lot of examples. I've seen some weird things. I think the weirdest things have been in Antrim County, Michigan, where they talked about some software update. And this, of course, I think is a weak excuse. Some software update accidentally turned some Trump votes Biden, confuse the votes. But I guess I'm not surprised by that. There's so many people, Trump supporters right now, up in arms, like, the Democrats are stealing the election, Biden, this is going to lead to Marxism and the technocratic class and vaccines. All that stuff was coming. I mean, did you guys not realize this? It was coming. I mean, Donald Trump created Operation Warp Speed, which is being ran by a guy who's best buddies with Bill Gates, who's connected to the vaccine manufacturers, who's connected to a company that's making insertable, injectable bioelectronics. I mean, I've covered all this in my past videos. If you're new here and you haven't been paying attention, friends, I really encourage you to pay attention, because you're being played, basically. If you think that because there's some screwy stuff going on with the Biden election and the picking of him that you're being robbed, I don't really agree with that, guys. I think that the fact of the matter is that this whole system is rigged, no matter what. And if you're falling into the trap of thinking that by being a part of the system and voting for Biden or Trump, or, I keep hearing people make these, and I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but I just feel like there's a lot of these excuse arguments being made of, well, I do feel like if Biden was in office, things are going to get there a lot quicker. We're going to move quicker to the technocratic state. Maybe Trump's the same direction, but it's slightly less quick, or it's going to take longer. So there's sort of these arguments for this being some kind of pragmatic approach to support Trump over Biden. But look, at the end of the day, Trump's connected to the Rothschilds, connected to Epstein, surrounded by Goldman Sachs and other banksters, big oil, big pharma, Zionism. I mean, I've been talking about this for 4 years now. And again, if you don't get it by now, then you're probably not going to get it. But the unfortunate reality is, like, I don't really feel any better about it, because, yeah, so Trump was defeated, but it's not like he was defeated in a really kind of a way where people feel good about it, or where people are going to just say, okay, well, look, I don't like Biden, but I'm going to support him because I want to have unity for the country. You know, the country is, we're being fed this narrative, and a lot of you are buying into it, that we're very fractured. And, look how evenly split the vote is. There's no way we could ever get along. I saw MSNBC today saying that basically when you're walking down the street now, because of the vote numbers, you have to realize that literally every other person that you pass on the street voted differently than you. And oh my God, that means that one of those people likes Trump, or one of those people likes Biden. And it's, excuse me, I have to sneeze. Wait, is it going to come? Okay, maybe never mind. But it's just more narrative to get you to feed into that. So guys, look, the Great Reset is coming no matter what. The technocratic state is coming no matter what. The predator class are here. They're connected to all these people. If you haven't quite got this, guys, I'm sorry, but I know a lot of people woke up in the last year, woke up during the Trump years. They sort of woke up, but then they got misdirected to QAnon, or they got misdirected to this conspiracy, or this bullshit, or this bullshit. So you kind of got a little bit of truth, but some of you still don't realize how deep this goes. These people have been planning for generations. And I want to point out the work of Anthony Sutton. Let me see if I can pull up that link in just a moment. Because if you don't know the work of Anthony Sutton, he's dead now, but he did a lot of good work on Freemasons, but he also talked about how this technocratic class, this predator class, basically, they have been funding communism, they've been funding capitalism, they've been funding socialism, and that's what you need to understand. So when you think, look, if we don't stop Biden, it's going to be Marxism everywhere, that's just a boogeyman that they use to keep you afraid. Yes, what's coming is fascism. But the people who fund both sides of the wars, the banksters and the families behind them, they have no problem, you know, playing tricks on you and keeping you distracted, keeping you fooled. And the reality is that, again, they fund the capitalist class, they fund the socialists, and they fund the communists, and they're trying to keep you all afraid of each other. Meanwhile, you know, you're basically fighting each other. And so that's what it's important for a lot of people to understand who don't quite get that. It's not just that you need to be afraid of the Bidens and the Democrats and the Trumps and the Obamas and the Clintons. Yes, those are bad people, but those are just lower level people. That's not even up to Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski type of people. You know, it's and then there's just, I mean, there's so much garbage. Even now there's some people commenting saying, you know, Trump's going to win this. And let's go through some of the posts I made on social media today. This might be an easier way to navigate this conversation so I don't just ramble on a bunch. But let's get into this. I will keep watching comments for those of you who want to comment. And again, if you're new here, my name is Derek Brose. I run a website called theconsciousresistance.com. And I encourage you to visit theconsciousresistance.com so you can get all of my content. We have recently been purged on YouTube, and we're getting fact-checked on Facebook often. If you want to get my content, visit our website. Visit BitChute, Library, Odyssey, Hive, Float, Minds. Join our text list. Join our email list. And you can find all of our videos. So this is the first thought I want to start with. I wrote this earlier today. As long as they're a president, there is no reason to celebrate. And what I mean by that, as my buddy Patches said here, said there's a lot of reasons to celebrate. There's a lot of good things about life. And I agree with that. There is a lot of reasons to celebrate. But there's no reason to celebrate because you got a new president. I see a lot of these people out there saying, oh, yes. I mean, apparently there's marches and celebrations happening in D.C. and New York where people are going out in the streets and celebrating that Trump is gone. And again, for those of you who think this is all just election fraud, I really think you underestimate how much people hate Trump. And yes, a lot of people like Trump, but the dude is toxic. He's got an annoying personality. So I'm not saying people necessarily don't like him. Like, people are complaining because he's bombing and killing people because Trump is the drone emperor. He's dropped more drone bombs than Obama. He's, you know, just increased that threefold. So they're not crying about that. They don't like the way he talks. And so I'm not saying people dislike Trump for the right reasons, but you cannot underestimate the amount of people who hate this dude. I mean, it is for real. People hate Trump, and you need to understand that. And again, even like this sort of comment, if Biden is elected, it's the beginning of the end. Sharon, it's the beginning of the end, even if Trump's in office. It's like, how could people still think? This is why Trump was so dangerous to the quote-unquote conspiracy truther movement, because people are buying this false narrative where they think Trump is a good guy, and those people are going to go forward now for the rest of the history. Conspiracy culture and truther culture is going to be fractured. Those of us who are actually seeking the truth and trying to get to the bottom and expose it, where you got a group of people who think Trump's a good guy and that he should be celebrated, which is obviously not the truth, and then people who are, you know, just buying into this idea. Just either way, it's just more layers of deception. And I told you guys, I have this article that I've been writing in my head for years that eventually I will write out loud. It's called The 5 Layers of Deception, maybe The 7 Layers of Deception. And one of the layers of deception is when people think that they're awake, but they're really still within the two-party system. And so they think that they're like anti-Trump warriors and they're fighting fascism, or they think that they're, you know, fighting Biden and this and that, but they're really still just involved in that same paradigm. Like, they're still playing the game. That's basically what it is. And so, again, like, to me, the idea that this is unique, that, oh, there's election fraud. Every election is a fraud. I mean, that's just what it is. There's no way around it. So don't act like this is anything special. It came to me, of course, on a little more positive. No matter who's president, we can still promote freedom cells. We can still believe in freedom cells. We need it. For those of you who are new here, again, who haven't heard me talk about freedom cells, guys, if you're looking for solutions, whether you're afraid of a Trump presidency or a Biden presidency, you need to get prepared for anything. I put out my Darkest Winter documentary about a week ago, and this is the crucial period where we talked about where the election was going to be contested, and now we're in a 10-week period between the next inauguration. And one side is like, is Trump going to leave office? And the other side's, you know, promising that Trump is being, that the election's being stolen from Trump, and it's going to create all this turmoil. Is Trump going to leave? Right now people are celebrating, but the closer it gets to that day, it's going to be very tense. Is Trump going to leave office? And look, as time goes on, more and more, I'm thinking that it's going to be a very peaceful transition of power. And although Trump's people are thinking all this stuff about election ballots and watermarks, and we're going to talk about that in a second, I have a feeling that despite all the hubbub, it's just going to be a transition and we'll get a new president. And people who thought Trump was going to do something big are going to be let down again, just like they were let down when they were waiting for Hillary to go to jail or for him to investigate 9/11 or for the mass arrest or the roundups and all that shit that some of you are still waiting on. You need to let that go and you need to focus on ideas like freedom cells. You need to get decentralized, localized, plug in, talk to your neighbors and friends. Don't divide, come together and build, organize. You need to realize that coming together in small groups that are decentralized out of this system and opt out of the system, because if you don't, there are going to be mandatory vaccines, and it might not even be mandatory with a gun to your head, but it might be you can't go outside, you can't go to the store, you can't work unless you have a vaccine or immunity passport. It's rolling out. If you guys have seen the propaganda in that movie trailer, Songbird, they're showing us what they have planned for it. Total lockdowns. In that movie, they say we're on week 213 of lockdowns and people have to have immunity passports. It's coming. And what some of you don't realize, it's coming whether there's Trump in office or Biden in office. This is much bigger. This is a plan that is beyond them. Do you really think the World Economic Forum is investing billions of dollars into this and they're just going to stop because somebody in the U.S. became new president? If you think that, you're not paying attention. The answer is localization, decentralization, getting plugged in with your neighbors and friends. Visit freedomcells.org, create an account, join the individual map, check the cell map, find cells, pods, hubs, hives, circles, groups, mutual aid, whatever you want to call it, in your community, and start getting connected, guys. Start getting organized, because that's the true answer to what we're facing. Whether it's Biden or Trump in office, the answer is not to go in the streets and fight and to play their game and to feed into their narrative. The answer is to unplug from their system and to realize that we are the ones that have the opportunity to create change. And I also want to point this out, guys, that look, we are literally in the middle of a simulation. I talked about this in The Darkest Winter. The Transition Integrity Project, which was being ran by Never Trumper neocon Republicans and Biden, Clinton, Obama Democrats, they war gamed four different scenarios related to the election. And this one seems like it's the most obvious at the moment. I'll read it to you guys if you can't see it or if you're listening to this. So game four of the Transition Integrity Project simulation is called a narrow Biden win. And it says the final scenario explored a narrow Biden win where he leads with less than 1% of the popular vote. And the day after the election is predicted to win 270 electoral votes. Fox News is among the major networks calling the election for Biden, though the Trump campaign does not concede. It sets up an intense competition that includes an uneasy and combative but ultimately successful transition. I believe that is the game plan we're witnessing right now. This doesn't mean, though, that the Democrats are stealing it from Trump because he's some secret good guy trying to fight the deep state. It's just the storyline that they've chosen. And Trump is playing a role. He is an actor. He's a WWE actor, reality TV show star who's fixing to launch a TV network. And many of you are buying into this thinking that it's real life. And this is another really important point to make. This came from an article from Activist Post via John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. No matter how the ballots are counted, the American police state will continue. The American people remain eager to be persuaded that a new president in the White House can solve the problems that plague us. Yet no matter who wins the presidential election, you can rest assured that the new boss will be the same as the old boss, and we, the permanent underclass in America, will continue to be forced to march in lockstep with the police state in all matters, public and private. And again, because many of you who thought that you or pretended to care about liberty during Trump, all of a sudden you guys were okay with using the police against protesters if they were Antifa or Black Lives Matter. So you guys on the right show that you're authoritarian too. You know, if somebody's out there burning buildings, and I'm not for property damage or for going after random neighborhoods, but I'm also not going to cry about a police station burning or government property burning. I don't give a shit about that. But people use that as justification. Well, we need to protect government buildings, so let's send out the National Guard. Let's send out the military. And this is the thing. So you showed on the right, some of you under the Trump years, that you're willing to be authoritarian. And I guarantee you the left wing is willing to be authoritarian. And many of you have noted that AOC and others are talking about making lists of Trump supporters who basically were helping contest the election. So it does seem like there's going to be some authoritarianism coming, because the police state doesn't change no matter which color puppet is in office. And the other thing to remember, and I'll say this, and some of you aren't going to like this, some of you are going to agree, but if Biden does get sick or die in the first couple of years, and wouldn't it be something if they told us it was a COVID death, that would convince a lot more people it's a big fear. Then Kamala Harris becomes vice president, or maybe in 4 years she becomes, she becomes president. And you guys know how politics work. If you, many people would say you were criticizing Obama, that you were racist just for criticizing him because he's the first black president. Or some people who were maybe even Democrats, they were like, look, we, you know, let's just go lighter on him because, you know, he's the first black president. And, you know, we don't want to try to downplay his successes by calling out the bad things he's doing. And now this is the first black woman and part Indian, apparently, vice president. So if she becomes president, there's going to be so many people who will just shut up and won't criticize her just on the chance that, you know, they don't want her to look bad. And that's unfortunate. But this is why I asked this question. So if Biden is going to be the new president, are you going to keep fighting against corruption, violence, economic theft, and authoritarianism? That's for the people on the left who were thinking they were fighting fascism during Trump's years. And if you were sleeping during the Trump's term, which is most of you on the right who chose to support Trump, will you wake up again and keep fighting? And don't you guys see how it just sucks that some people, they're only awake if the other team is in office. They're fighting tyranny and they're out there in the streets. And then if their team wins, they go back to sleep for 4 years. And then they come back out, all of a sudden, they're activists again. And some of us are consistent. We call out bullshit and lack of principles and authoritarianism no matter which cult is in office. And so again, are you going to fight against corruption, violence, economic theft, authoritarianism, surveillance, war, etc., lack of individual liberties and all this? Whether Trump or Biden's in office, because I know I am. I'm committed to fighting for liberty, individual liberty and prosperity, no matter who's in office. Your principles shouldn't sway and change based on the person in the White House. And if they do, if they are, then you really need to think about that. This other point I made earlier today, I posted a whole lot today, guys, about the election. For those of you who need to hear this, the watermark bullshit is just lies being spread by serial liars, David Wilcox, Steve Peacenik, I forget how to say this guy's name, but it doesn't really matter, and InfoWars. It's more QAnon sense, hopium bullshit. And so those of you know what I'm talking about. There's been these rumors floating around that, oh, the election, this is actually, again, this is Trump being smart. And he's basically, they set the Democrats up by putting watermarks on all the ballots, and now they're going around, the DHS is secretly, and this was supposedly leaked to two high-level insider sources, to David Wilcock and to the Steve InfoWars guy, InfoWars, and then, you know, different QAnon channels are pushing. I mean, it's just bullshit. You guys are still looking for some kind of hope. And look, I'm not saying that there's no election interference or fraud, because as I said earlier, that happens with every election. It's just kind of the norm. But the reality is that you're just reaching for straws. And if you fall into this paradigm and you go out in the streets to try to fight against the resistance against, you know, you become the resistance now to Biden, you're falling right into the trap. So this is not to say that watermarks don't exist to prevent election tampering. But the idea that Trump knew and set the trap for Biden and Democrats is just more lies about Trump being a savior here to stop the deep state. Guys, you are being played again. Stop falling for the hero white knight storyline. No one is coming to save us. We are the only ones who can prevent the Great Reset and the rise of the technocratic state. So, and this is not to say, because I know some people, they're like, the reason, I've noticed that the reason some people choose to believe in the QAnon or Trump is a hero narrative or Nasara, Gisara, all these different, these rabbit holes of fake news that want to keep you entrapped in believing in more hope porn, is because people say, well, if QAnon's not real, or if Trump's not a good guy, then holy shit, we're headed to global communism, or it's going to be globalism, or they're going to win. You know, it's like you're afraid to admit that there's no hero that's going to ride in on the white horse and save the day. But for me, my friends, that is an empowering statement to recognize that nobody is coming to save the day. There are no heroes to, there's no one, like in the Matrix. That's the bullshit. The Matrix has a lot of metaphors in it, but one of the worst lies and, you know, propaganda that they put in there is the idea that there is this one person that all we have to do is wait for the day that he comes back and be prepared, and then everything will be fixed. These are more lies, more garbage meant to pacify you and keep you sitting still and not fighting and not opposing these systems. And I don't mean fighting by going into the streets or fighting by voting or putting, you know, running candidates and all that kind of stuff, wasting your energy, unless you're trying to run a propaganda campaign like I did when I ran for mayor to get the message out. But generally, though, we should be, especially at the stage we're at now, we should be focusing our energy on building outside of the system. Without a doubt, we should be building outside of the system. That is where the hope is at. If we are going to survive the technocratic state and the smart city, 5G, futuristic, everything that is going to end individual liberty, then we need to start building. We need to opt out of their system as soon as possible. And I do think, I do think that there's hope. I'm going to show you guys why I think there's hope in just one second. So the answer, my friends, is not to be afraid and say, well, if Trump's not here to save us, then it's pretty scary because maybe we're about to go into global communism and that's it. It's over. No, the answer is to take your life into your hands and to recognize that you are your own master. You are your own healer. You are your own, you know, empowerment. You can choose to feel it. I talked about this yesterday in my live stream, my podcast yesterday. If you haven't watched that, please go back and watch that. People have been saying it was a really powerful episode. But feel that power in your own hands, in your own heart, in your own minds, and recognize that governments cannot give you that power. Biden cannot give you that power. Trump cannot give you that power. Only you can. Only we can. And I believe our Creator brought us here for the purpose to live these lives and to fight these battles. We are alive in the most important, most beautiful time ever. And maybe everybody thinks that throughout history, but I mean, look at what we're dealing with. We are dealing with some unprecedented shit. We are moving towards this false fourth industrial revolution and the pushing of people into transhumanism, and we're losing our humanity in some sense. But those of us who choose to be forward thinking and hold on to it, we will hold on to it, and we will build a better world, because my friends, the Conscious Agora is coming one way or another. The Conscious Agora is going to be here sooner rather than later. And I want to show you guys one more little post now, and I think this is probably the best analysis that I've made today about what is going on with this election. I know a lot of people are trying to figure this out, so let me just share this with you. Friends, it's going to be hell no matter what. I know some of you see past the games, but so many of you who follow me still play the game. Here's what I see, and these are the four different groups I'm going to break it down to. We have the Biden revolutionaries. These are the folks who were or are committed to supporting Biden at all costs, as long as it means no more Trump. They will likely stay silent during a Biden presidency and, as with Obama, fail to hold him accountable or protest his crimes. Then we have number two, the Trump resistance. These are the people who were or are totally committed to Trump no matter the controversy revealed, as long as it means no Biden, Clinton, or Obama. They will spend a Biden presidency believing that Trump was a hero who was robbed and only oppose Biden because he's not Trump. They are already calling for a Trump 2024, and friends, you better believe Trump's not going away. Whether it's Trump TV, it's going to be everywhere. You're going to be seeing his face or hearing his news broadcasters, or if he runs again, or his children run again, or his family runs again, he's not going away. Number three, you also have the fair weather masses. And these folks are the majority who only vote for president because it's our duty, or because they were pressured or shamed into it, or just because it's trending. They will stop paying attention if they haven't already in the next couple days or weeks. They will not care what Biden does or Trump does. And generally, these people are only outraged by whatever is trending online or on TV. And number four, those who see behind the curtain. These people know that it's all a game, and no matter who is president, the tyranny, the technocratic state, the Great Reset, and the division will continue. They understand that all presidents are simply spokesmen for the predator class. The smartest of this group are already actively working on ways to live outside of this coming paradigm. Obviously, not all people can be lumped into these four groups, but generally I think you guys can see how this is going. The next 10 weeks till the inauguration day will be crucial. This is where my Darkest Winter documentary discusses the potential for chaos and unrest. Do not fall for the trap. If you are grateful that Biden appears to be president, then hold his child-sniffing ass to the fire. If you are sad because Trump appears to be headed out, then hold Biden and all politicians accountable. The predator class controls the political arena. We need to abandon it and build the next stage of humanity. And I know that we can do this, but we do this not by playing their political game and falling for it, by recognizing that real change isn't going to happen within their system, that real change comes once we let go of their system. As John Trudell said eloquently and often, we cannot expect to create real change if we play by the rules and the game of the predator class, of this parasite energy, of the oppressor. They have created this arena. They have created all the rules, and they basically say you can do anything you want as long as you follow these particular rules. So you can vote, you can throw bricks through windows, you can lash out violently, and they know how to handle that. They know how to arrest you. They know how to make you look crazy. They know how to just get you locked into the political system. And as long as you play within those rules, then everything's fine, right? But the moment you start talking about going outside those rules and building outside of those systems, people think you're crazy. People think that there's no way that can happen. There's no alternative reality, Derek. This is everything that we've known. I've grown up in school and education and media, and they've told me that this is the only way to be a successful, happy human being. But my friends, this is a lie. In fact, I just want you to know that the Conscious Agora is coming, and that a better world is possible. And we are building that better world, and we need you to join us. We need you, whether you stay in the United States or you stay in Europe or you stay in Australia or India or wherever you're at, If you're going to stay where you are born in the birthplace or wherever you're residing now, then the strategy you're choosing is called holding down the fort. We need you to hold down the fort, spread consciousness, spread liberty, and fight back and push back in whatever ways you can, and also help your brothers and sisters not fall into this trap. And if you are choosing to exit and build, as I have done and as others are choosing to do by leaving the United States or leaving, you know, their place of birth and choosing to go somewhere where they feel there's relatively more freedom, then build there. But the point is, we need everybody everywhere. We need you to hold down the fort. We need you to exit and build. We need everything but apathy. And we need everything but fighting the political system and staying within their paradigm. Reject the game that the predator class has created for us. Reject their rules and choose to live on your own terms. Choose to live in your own paradigm. This is the best opportunity we have right now. This is it. Everything is right in front of us. I mean, we have the most potential right now. There are so many people who are sick of this system, who see lies, whether they're left and right. And we can use this to our advantage to try to wake them up and encourage them to come towards these ideas. If you're looking for new ideas, if you want to understand the philosophy and the strategy that I promote, guys, you can go to theconsciousresistance.com, go to books tab. You can download all of my books for free. I would recommend my most recent book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, which explains everything we're dealing with right now. And I wrote about it back in January, and here we are, and the shit's already happening. So I recommend downloading that book, as well as the Conscious Resistance Trilogy, the set of books that I co-wrote with my buddy, John Vibes. And that will be re-released for the 5th anniversary edition with new chapters and new essays. And it's going to be released in Spanish and French. But all of my books right now are available to download for free. What we need to do is work on getting right in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, living in line with our principles so that our choices, our actions, our words, our relationships are actually consistent with who we are. We need to take a holistic approach. It's what I call holistic anarchism or holistic activism. This is the opportunity to get right with yourself, to get right with your creator, to start building, to connect to the earth, and to pull every mind that you can out from this matrix. This is our opportunity because we have a brief window. These people are planning for 2030. If you think about how many different government documents talk about the year 2030, 2025, some of you might remember the Navy document called Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather by 2025. And it's where the Navy talks about using weather modification technology. It came out in 1996, I believe, and it's titled Owning the Weather by 2025. Then you have this from the World Economic Forum, who's a part of promoting the Great Reset. They were also involved in Event 201. And many other things related to COVID. And I saw somebody ask about the Darkest Winter documentary. You can go to theconsciousresistance.com. It's on our front page right there. You can watch it on every platform except for YouTube, although I think some people uploaded it there. But please go watch that if you haven't, because it explains a lot of what I'm talking about. But look at this. The World Economic Forum, who again is involved with the Great Reset, these are the people calling for change, using COVID as the excuse to remake our world. And welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better. I'm not going to read this. I will post the link for you guys to read it, because I know many of you have probably heard other content creators and journalists talk about this. But I want to focus on one particular point that my buddy John Bush has been pointing out. So check out this section right here. This is the World Economic Forum. These are the people who are planning to bring AI, 5G, smart cities, technocratic control grid. And even they acknowledge that some people are going to live outside of that. So here's this person describing how they have no privacy, they don't own anything, it's 2030 and it's so great, but they say this: they live different kinds of lives outside the city. My biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city, those we lost on the way, those who decided that it became too much, all this technology, those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs, those who got upset with the political system and turned against it. They have different kinds of lives outside the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty and abandoned houses in the 19th century villages. That is where we are going. That is, we're not going to be living in some shanty, you know, dystopian things like you see in Hollywood where we're barely surviving. No, we're going to be building permaculture eco-villages that are off the grid and that are thriving with water catchment and storing energy and using alternative technologies and permaculture and alternative ways of growing our food to live in line with the planet, the earth, the animals, the soil, each other. And we are going to create a thriving network of decentralized villages. And like I said, whether or not you hold down the fort where you're at, or you choose to exit and build somewhere else, the point is, we need to be more focused on building community than ever, guys, because that's the only answer. Alone, we will not survive what's coming. If you stay alone, they will lock you out of this system. They will force you to get that COVID-19 vaccine that's coming, where Google and Oracle are going to track you for up to 2 years. If and or they're going to tell you, you can't work, you can't travel, you can't sign your kids up for school, you can't come into the store. In the same way they're already doing it, sorry, you can't come in here without a mask. Sorry, you can't come in here without a mask. You know, let me check your temperature. All that, it's going to get even worse. And to the point that you will not be able to survive without submitting to their control system. So either you start building now and thinking ahead, or I'm sorry, but you're going to get sucked into their system and you will be forced to make difficult choices. And that's what I talk about in how to opt out of the technocratic state. And that's why I'm down here, guys. I'm in Mexico, Morelia. And I want to say just how thankful I am. I was just out getting some lunch with friends. We've helped people come down to Mexico. There's more people coming. And we are living out here. Not all of Mexico is the same. Of course, there are some places that are locked down. But where we are, some people wear masks, but there's no forcing of masks. We get to go to the gym. We go to the restaurants. We sit down, no mask. There's no lockdowns. There's no cops going door to door. You know, some big stores, they might want to do temperature checks. We just don't go there. And we're connecting. I'm getting to eat local, organic, healthy food from 5 or 6 different markets that are all within biking distance of me. I'm thriving mentally, physically, spiritually. And I'm not saying that this can only happen in Mexico. And I'm not saying that it won't ever get dicey or difficult down here in Mexico. But what I am saying is that, friends, there is another way. You don't have to stay under their boot. You don't have to stay there and feel hopeless because Trump or Biden lost the election, or because you're worried about the technocratic state. All you need to do is be proactive. You need to build, make the effort now, take action. If you don't take action, then nothing will come out of it. I'm going to leave it there for now. I just wanted to do this show today. I'm not going to sit here and dissect everything like other people, like these alternative. I'm just getting so sick of different alternative media. And sooner or later, I might publicly call them out because I think that they're starting to do more harm than good, who are just out there repeating the mainstream news and telling you about, here's this mainstream story. If you guys want to hear 5 stories that have nothing to do with the election, then please watch my podcast yesterday, episode 115 of the Conscious Resistance Live, where I talk about several important stories, including the fact that the CDC is planning COVID quarantine camps, and so is Canada and other countries, and that you need to be aware of that. So while they've got you distracted and talking about the election or being so upset about that, the agenda is rolling forward. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. The agenda is going to roll forward whether there's a Trump presidency or a Biden presidency. So stop trying to make excuses and telling me why you prefer one of these tyrants over the other, and just accept that it's going to happen. But we also have a role to play. Me and some other folks are working on organizing an event that is going to be called the Greater Reset, or the People's Reset. And we are going to be hosting a 2 to 3 day event where we talk about, here's what they, the predator class, have a vision. They want 5G smart cities where everything's, you know, controlled. And then we're going to present the solutions. How do we build permaculture cities? How do we build free cities while they have these smart grid cities? How do we build free cities? How do we educate the children better so that they're not under the propaganda? So we're going to focus on, here's the potential problem we're facing, and here's how we can manifest something better. I don't know when this event's going to happen. It's looking like January, February, March. Of course, it all depends on how much travel can happen. I will say that Mexico's open. You can still come to Mexico. The U.S. government keeps lying and saying the border's closed, but the border's not closed. So if the shit hits the fan, come south, let us know, hit us up at OPURR. We are planning future caravans for people who want to join Operation Underground Railroad and come down here to Mexico and just need a short vacation or just want to get away. Because like I said, the election might be passing right now. They're deciding who's president. But at the end of the day, this is the difficult part. This is the difficult part right now. This is where the dark winter might take place. Is Trump going to leave office? You know, what's going to happen in the next 11 weeks? You know, that's what we need to be prepared for. So if you want to get involved in that, please check out OPURR@protonmail.com. And you can contact us and just say, hey, I want to get more information about going to Mexico. We might have a caravan coming up in late December, early January, before the inauguration, if you want to come down here. Or, as I said, just stay where you're at and spread information, spread awareness, keep pushing back. But my friends who are in the United States, I do think difficult times are still ahead. And don't go fight your neighbor because they have a Biden sign, because they have a Trump sign. Don't let these people wash your brains and control your actions. Be in control of yourself. Be in control of your own actions. That's all I got to say, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate everybody who tunes in. I want to remind you one more time, the website is theconsciousresistance.com. My name is Derek Brose. You can find my books. You can download them for free. You can watch all of our documentaries. You can see our podcasts, our news reports, our interviews. We've been doing this for 10 years now. We were recently purged off YouTube. We might be purged off Facebook soon. So please follow us on alternative social media platforms. And I want you to know that everything I've shared today, it comes from a place of love. I'm really not trying to attack anybody for buying into the Biden narrative or buying into the Trump narrative. I just call it the bullshit like I see it. And a lot of you seem to resonate with that. And I appreciate that. But ultimately, this is coming from a place of compassion because I want as many of us to survive and thrive what's coming. And in order for us to do that, we have to reject these tyrants. We have to reject their games. And we have to build the better world that we know is possible. So thank you guys for watching. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Move on.